letting go and being let down. Often in life, we will find that people let us down or hurt us. Often, this is unintentional, but unpleasant nonetheless. We can also find ourselves holding on to these feelings and experiences. This is normal. After all, we are evolutionarily programmed to retain negative experiences more so than we do positive ones. This is born from an instinct of survival, but can also make life harder than it has to be for us. Nobody is perfect, and people do make mistakes. Learning to let go of the negative feelings that come with finding yourself let down by somebody can be difficult, but also transformational. I'm writing about this as it's somewhere my practice has led me recently. I've been focusing in my practice on times when people have been kind, generous, and forgiving towards me. And this is something that brings me a lot of joy and comfort. However, to do this without looking at those negative experiences I've already mentioned can be like wearing blinkers. Recently in my life, I've been let down by various people I've been very close to, and forgiving them for this has been immensely freeing. Looking at these instances as not someone being malicious towards me, but as someone acting within the circumstances they are living in has given me a much more grounded understanding of the events. How often do people act out of malice or with intention to hurt others? I think people act with these intentions very rarely and in specific circumstances. I know for sure that the people who have let me down recently had no intention of causing harm, and remembering this has been central to forgiving them. Letting go of these negative feelings and the hurt they caused has allowed me to continue to build deep and more meaningful relationships with people who I may otherwise have held at arm's length. Furthering this, looking at these situations as not only something that happened to me, but also to the other person/people involved has been great help, while also deepening my experience of the connectivity of all things. I'm really enjoying my newly expanded capacity for compassion and forgiveness, and also the relationships this has allowed me to maintain. I'm looking forward to a future of connection with others in the full knowledge that people may let you down, but that's okay, because nobody's perfect and we are all just trying our best. I think this is a great lesson to take into the upcoming Christmas season. Seeing family and friends, old and new, take some time to focus on forgiveness, understanding, and enjoy the positive moments in this season that's sure to hold for each of us. Writing this has brought to mind some beautiful lyrics from a song that I like. What's the use of stacking on every failure another stone until you spend your whole life building walls? That's from Old Before Your Time by Rayla Montaigne. And I think this really speaks to what I'm talking about here and explains it much better. Best, Jenny.